Fourth Division presents a rebroadcast of K. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser!
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all. You're okay, Kay. Well, that's great. And tonight, Tillen, we're holding class from Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. for more members of the armed forces than I ever saw before in my whole life. Why, there's thousands of them here.
It's Kay Bibble's news event, Washington, D.C. K. Kaiser's show hits Washington. Washington hits back.
Oh, timely observation.
Ish K. Bibble's proclamation to the people. Don't pay no attention to rumors. If you know a rumor, shoot him and grab his room.
Out of here! Why, Ish, you're sensational, but we've got to get educational. These children want to cut the cake for the $115 war bond stake. But before they take that first chance, come on, Dylan, and yes, Dan.
Put your arms around me, honey.
Sassy,
Sonny
Mason, come on!
Put your arms around me, honey. Once you hold me tight, huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Now, oh, my little baby, when you roll those eyes, those burning blue eyes, then I just idolize. And when they look at me, my heart begins to float. And it starts to rockin' like a motorboat. Now, oh, my little baby, I never knew any girl. Why, any little girl like you.
Time for exams get nigher and nigher.
Well, Dean, bring out the first service trier.
Cut it out, you great big skinny old bunch of nothing.
Why, Ferdinand, what's the...
I'm a cocoa.
Well, he stole 15 cents out of my purse.
I bet you I never neither stole 15 cents out of her purse.
Well, how much will you bet?
15 cents.
And furthermore, he put a frog in my stocking.
A frog in your stocking? Ferdinand... Gee, I'd hate to be you.
Yeah, but I bet you wouldn't mind being that frog.
Out of here. Where's that first contestant? Where is he?
Right here, sir. Here's our first contestant.
What's the use? Well, Dean Grauer, bring him up here. Well, look at him. It's a she. Look at that cute whack. It's Corporal Edith McRobbie, stationed at Fort Belvoir, and she's from New York City. Now... Say, Corporal Edith McRobbie, Fort Belvoir, Virginia, is really represented here tonight. And in this one from Miss Mary Lou Vanderdorst of Culver City, California, she says one of the boys from Fort Belvoir in Virginia engineered a pass and was having a time here in Washington. Well, about 3 a.m., he came across two of his buddies. He said, "Hello, boys. You know, I bet you think that I've..." I bet you think I've been...
Making whoopee.
Ah, that's right. Well, his buddies from Fort Belvoir in Virginia said, "Oh, of course not. In fact..." See, in fact, they said,
A thousand times no.
Very good. Thank you. And now, there is Sergeant Thomas Laney, stationed at the Marine Barracks, and he's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Thomas Laney. All right, Thomas. Say, you know there's a gang from the Naval Air Station in Anacostia with us tonight, and for those 12 flyers, Carl Nelson of Panama City, Florida, wants to know if you can distinguish between flyweight and flywheel. What's a flyweight, speaking of flying?
A small boxer.
A small, light box. I think about 112 pounds, somewhere along there. Yes, or a wrestler. What about a flywheel? What's a flywheel?
Well, that's a wheel on a car or on a motor.
Well, yes, that's the wheel, the fly that makes the... Well, that's what it is. Yeah, that's very good. And now for the Navy Yard. What's a yard bird?
I think everybody here knows that. It's a serviceman that doesn't do any work.
Serviceman that doesn't do any work is a yard bird. Well, what about a switching yard? Is that a yard where you switch everybody that's been bad?
No.
What's a switching yard?
That's in a railroad. That's where they switch trains around.
That's exactly right. He's right in there on the level. Here is a hero of 8 major South Pacific naval battles, a chief fire control man, S.E. Crow from the U.S. Navy Yard, and he's from Ida Bell, Oklahoma. Say, Chief the Crow, we are certainly proud of you. I know that you don't like the Crow, but we like the Crow about you. It's mighty wonderful to have you back with us, and we're very proud to have you on our program. Now, listen closely. The Army Engineers of Fort Belvoir are here in force tonight, and Miss Virginia Hill of Denton, Texas, wants you to tell us where this Belvoir engineer boy hails from. Georgia Tech, that's right. Now, listen, around Fort Belvoir, those engineers are continually putting something together or taking it apart. So let's play put and take. Now, here's a put and take top that you spin, you know, with the usual numbers on it. All we want you to do is spin it. Now, if it comes up put, you put as many crackers as the put and take top calls for right in your mouth and try to whistle, "I'm a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech." But, if it comes up take, then you get to take as many kisses as you spin from our 3 gorgeous lasses, or, if they will permit, a wave, a whack, or a spa. Now, let's spin the put and take. All right. Now, wait. Let's take the spin the put and take and see whether he has to put or whether he gets to take some kisses. Now, go ahead. He's spinning it. Oh, don't get too nervous now. Spinning again. Here it goes. It's spinning. Will it be put or will it be take? It's slowing down. Oh, his face is on one more little spin. It's slowing down. It's down. It's going to be... It's a star. It's neither one. Spin it again. You have to spin it again. There we go. He spinned it. It's going around. Will he have to whistle with crackers in his mouth, or will he get to kiss the lasses? Wait. The spinning of the wheel. It's slowing down. Which will it be? Hurry up. Oh, bro, you really spin it. Take two. He gets to take 2 kisses. Mr. Crow now has 10 major battles to his credit.
Yes. All right,
there we go. Say, Dean, is that the end of the first exam?
Yes, you were really cooking in Virginia, Ham. Here's the first round.
Please.
Professor, right there.
Hey, listen closely. The Marine is the winner. It's contestant number two with a perfect score. The Marine Thomas Laney of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And now, children, here's something that even the Democrats and the Republicans agree on. There's nothing prettier than our stop, look at, and listen to gal, gorgeous Georgia Carroll. Yes, and tonight, Georgia is going to sing for the first time anywhere a brand new song that she sings in our forthcoming RKO picture, Around the World. The song, Don't Believe Everything You Dream.
Imagination may be too extreme. If you should ever dream that I could love another, just let it go in one dream and out the other. Don't believe everything you say. If you dream that someone's making love to me, wake right up and count to ten. Never dream that dream again. Don't believe everything you dream. Darling, just believe in me.
Imagination may be too extreme. If you should ever dream that I could love another, just let it go in one dream and out the other. Don't believe everything you see. And if you dream that someone's making love to me,
wake right up and count to ten.
And never dream that dream again. Don't believe everything you dream. Darling, just believe.
You must believe.
Must believe
in me.
Roger Carroll and Harry Babbitt in Don't Believe Everything You Dream.
Professor?
Well, Dean, let's have the first second guesser. It is Private Leonard Leibowitz of Fort Belvoir from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All right, yes, Private Leonard Leibowitz from Philadelphia. Say, Private, radio engineers, you know, really have to work very hard. So engineer Bob Maurice has a buddy who twists the dial for a lot of stars each week. Now, from the following clues, see if you can tell us which three stars we mean. He twists the dials for this one.
I'd love to spend each
he's got one. That's fine. Now, here's the second one.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is... or...
Well, we're a little late tonight, folks. So thanks for the memory.
Bob Hope,
sir. Bob Hope, that's right. Now, the poor engineer has a little trouble getting all that show in the ruse they run over, but he has more trouble keeping the O's and R's out of this one. Now, listen.
In the blue of you.
Frank Sinatra, sir.
When you appear.
Third class, Marjorie Baldwin of Wave Quarters F, and she's from Cali Coon Center, New York.
Very good.
All right, Miss Baldwin. Say, Miss Baldwin, as long as we're in Washington, the waves of Wave Quarters A, B, C, D, and H, and man, they're certainly here tonight, they want an F, and they want us, and G, and H. Sounds like L, doesn't it? Now, let's see. They want us to do a question about presidents of the United States. So from the following little sketch, you pick out the names of four presidents. Now, here's the sketch. You know, one of our boys is such a slow poke, he missed our train, so he hitchhiked along the Lincoln Highway. Well, he stopped to take a gander at the Hoover Dam, and he visited some friends in Cleveland. Finally, the thought began to pierce his brain that he'd better wire us for reservations so he'd have a place to hit the haze when he got to Washington. But he was too late, and he has to Coolidge heels in a hotel lobby tonight. All right, four presidents.
Lincoln, Hoover.
Coolidge. Lincoln, Hoover, Cleveland. Yes, there's lots more in there. Yes, he began to pierce his brain. Pierce and Hayes, and there's quite a few others. That's very good. The storekeeper, second class, Miss Helen Dawson of the Coast Guard headquarters, and she's from Gallagher, West Virginia. Hey, Miss Dawson. Now listen closely. Say, Miss Dawson, we have hundreds of Washington spars here tonight, and since spars know all about marching in platoons, Lieutenant Faraday of Gowanfield, Idaho, wants you to distinguish between platoon, cartoon, pontoon, and looney tune. All right, what's a platoon?
Well, a platoon is a formation of armed service people. Yes,
it's a denomination, a number of, you know what I mean, don't I?
Yes,
that's it. Thank you. What about a cartoon? What's a cartoon?
Well, a cartoon is what you read in the funny papers.
You read it, or?
Well, you mostly look at it and laugh.
Yeah, that's fine. What about a pontoon?
Well, that's on the seaplane, the part it lands on.
Well, that's very true, and also the engineers use it when they put down a temporary bridge over water. They use a pontoon under it. You know what I mean? Is that right?
That's right.
Thank you very much. And what about a Looney Tune?
Well, you see that at the movies when you go.
That's right. That's one of the, like Mickey Mouse, is one of the cartoons. That's very good. Now, you gave those answers so soon, I think it would be opportune for you to make a swoon by playing a tune on this bassoon. Now, put that strap around you. Now, just strap the bassoon on. Now, the band is going to play a certain song, and every time the orchestra stops, you play the bassoon. Now, that's right. Get your fingers over the keys and... Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. She's a little mixed up. Get your arm around. It comes around this way. That's right. Now, you turn this around here. That's very good. Now, you ready? Now, you purl two and drop three. Are you ready? All right. Now, when the boys stop playing, you play. Here we go. Yes, sir. You have to... something and blow. Wait a minute, just a minute. She's so busy looking it over that she doesn't quite get organized. Will you show her where to... Fine, now that's right. That's very good. Now put the mouthpiece in your mouth. One thing certain we know, you can't play unless you have the mouthpiece in your mouth. All right, let's Ladies and gentlemen, in spite of what you heard, there are more than one key on the bassoon. Thank you very much. More than one key on the bassoon. She was well, though. Yes, she was. That's right, and the winner is contestant number one with a perfect score all the way, Army Private Leonard Leibowitz of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Come home at night, she will be waiting.
Away.
She'll be the truest doll in all this world.
I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have the pickle-minded real life girl.
A little doll that I can call my very own. A doll that other fellas cannot steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have flirt with dollars that are real. When I come home at night, she'll be there waiting.
Waiting at the door.
She'll be the finest doll in all the world. I'd rather have a paper doll that I can call my own than to have a paper-minded real-life girl.
Our two winning first-rounders are on the team.
Well, all right, Dean Ben Grauer. And by the way, we're certainly glad to have you back with us tonight, Dean Ben Grauer. Let's see who wins the Folding Green. Yes, sir, he's on the scene. It's the winner of the first round with a perfect score, Sergeant Thomas Laney, stationed at the Marine Barracks, and he's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, Thomas, in our final round tonight from the nation's capital, we're hanging up the map of South and Central America. Yes, sir, they are all members of the good neighbor family in this war we're fighting and are helping us out with lots of the things we need. Lots of the nitrate and copper that go into our munitions come from Chile. Oil from Venezuela, rubber from Brazil. And if you know this song, you'll know something else we get from Brazil. He's got it. Coffee. That's right, coffee, that's right. Now, here are three rhythmic instruments used in Latin American music. And Miss Helen Hansen of Allendale, New Jersey, wants you to tell us which are the castanets. Here they come. That's one. That's two.
I'd say the last one.
I beg your pardon?
The last one.
You said the last one with the castanet?
Yeah.
The last one.
Oh, he says the last.
That's right. Thank you very much. Okay. And now here we go with the winner of the second round. It's Private Leonard Leibowitz, who won the second round with a perfect score. He's from Philadelphia. We'll be... The USA Plug produces lots of its medals, but we are importing a lot, too. Now, Sergeant William Keith of Rome, New York, says if you'll name this song, you'll name the medal we look to Bolivia for. What'd you say?
Ten. Tippy Tip Ten is the name of the song, sir.
And the medal is...
Ten.
You
ten.
Said ten, didn't you? Yes, thank you. Now, here are three popular Latin American types of dances. You tell us which is which. All right, what three types of dancing?
There was conga, rumba, and...
What was the one in the middle? The rumba was first, the conga was last.
And
the middle of oh, tango, rain,
tango.
No more. Tango, rain, no more.
Tango, conga, and rumba.
How did he get that? Absolutely right. That's very good. Now let's see who carries Sergeant Thomas Laney for his last question. Now, Thomas, step right up here, old boy.
Speaking of Central and South America, you know, priorities on household commodities are kind of tight right now. And so Harry Sayers of North Hollywood, California, reminds us that our good neighbor Cuba is helping us to keep from having... What kind of blues? From Cuba.
Sugar blues.
The sugar blues, that's right. And now, say, what is our most interesting import from Brazil?
Carmen Miranda!
Now listen, here are some very popular Latin American songs, so see if you can tell us which song means the big ranch and which means the little star. La Paloma, Estrellita, La Cucaracha, Rancho Grande, and Mañana.
Well, the big ranch is Rancho Grande's, and little star is Estelita.
Absolutely right! That boy's really a musician. He knows his stuff. And now, here we go with Leonard Leibovitz. The last question. Say, Leonard, I am sure you will agree with Francis Reed of Burlington, Iowa, that we all like the things that are being done there.
South American way.
Yes, he's so nervous he just likes to say everything four or five times. Mr. Five by Five saying four or five times. Yes. Say, now, Brother Leibovitz, listen. With the kind of help that our good neighbors to the south and the might of our armed forces that's in front of me tonight, and believe me, it's the most thrilling sight I've ever witnessed. I wish you could see all of these various colors representing all of the branches of our service. You know, between all of these branches and our neighbors to the south, we'll win this war, and in war or peace, we'll always be...
marching along together.
And you know we'll be marching along together. What about it, gang?
The winner, Professor.
The winner and the... Look, it's a tie, and both of our contestants have a perfect score all the way, and therefore, Sergeant Thomas Laney and Private Leonard Leibovitz not only win a first prize of a $50 war bond each, but for having a perfect score all the way, they get an additional $25 bond each, or $75 to each one of them.
College of Musical Knowledge was presented to you, men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations, by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.